コンコトーク。アロハ everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. コンコトーク is a program where people in the Congo face talk about various topics. The thought and opinion we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new.We will learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and actions for the better. Our different backgrounds, religions, thoughts, and culture provide a diversity that strengthens our community, just like a biodiversity is essential for the healthy planet Earth. I'm Koichi Konko from the Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Edna.
So people talk about pandemic is punishment. Mm-hmm.I think many religious people talk about that, you know, God or Kamisama, whoever, you know, beyond our understanding, something great needed punish us because a human being is too arrogant. What do you think about this idea? I'm not sure idea or the discussion.
For me personally, I don't think of it as a punishment, but I think of it as like, you know how bamboo has like those notches?And with each notch, there's like a new branches that spread out. So I think of it as like a notch where, you know, things come to a standstill, yet that's a time to really grow and develop. So I don't see it as punishment, just a different time to grow, to think about ourselves, to think about others, time to think, and it's a time for change, I think.
Interesting.
Wow. I think, I don't know if it's punishment. I think maybe it's a gentle nudge by Kamisama to, you know, get humans to realize what they're doing to their environment, you know, whether it be the blue sky thing. I don't know if it's like a punishment. Though I can understand when people say humans are too arrogant. Humans needed to be taught a lesson. I can kind of understand that.But I don't think, you know, our religion doesn't teach that Kamisama is like willingly takes lives or stuff like that. That's not what the religion teaches, right? Like, it's not our belief that Kamisama is just going to punish you for things. I think it's not really, like Edna said, like, it's not punishment necessarily, but like a chance for improvement, a chance for change.
Yeah.I think people have to constantly change. We can't be complacent. The moment we become complacent, like something happens, you know, and it's like really like a nudge from Kamisama. Like, hey, are you just going to stay like that? Are you? You know, surely there is room for growth at any stage in our lives.
And
Kamisama doesn't punish. You know, Kamisama is our Oyagamisama. It's called parent.Kamisama, and an ideal parent doesn't go around punishing their children, but more so guide them in the right direction. And that's what I think a good parent should do, not just punish them for the heck of it, but guide them to become good children and teach them. You know how kids ask their parents, oh, why mom and dad, why? And sometimes you hear parents saying, because I said so, and they don't give an explanation, but kids want an explanation.And I think a good parent will be there to explain well. That's what I think.
There is an interesting teaching. It's not pandemic, but talk about like earthquake. And earth punishes. See disastrous earthquakes. The ground ripples from deep within. Only the ground moves not, but also the air.That it has been said since long ago, the flying birds shall fall during earthquakes. Heaven shall not kill them, they say. This is not true. See, torrential rains, it kills. You know, something like that. There is an interesting teaching. Earth doesn't say Kamisama or, you know, God, but earthquakes kills people. And if... Heaven and earth is a Kamisama, this teaching talking about Kami-sama punishing us.
But then there's a teaching that says Kami doesn't punish.
Kami is the one to save people. Yes.
I mean, Kami only thinks about saving people, nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's a country.
Country. There's another teaching. The sun is blessed, they say, but it too punishes. See, scorching drought, it tried to take people's lives in one straw.
Mm-hmm.
To bless, but also punish.
Yeah.
So one of the founder's disciple feel all when saw disasters,
mm-hmm.
how strong heaven earth is.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt all instead of like the scare or sad. I think that's interesting.
Well, like earthquakes and like flooding, yeah, they kill people. And in a way, it may be like a punishment because of all the global warming that's happening, the climate change, there we go, to make it sound more politically correct. But due to the climate change, and that was due to humans. I mean, humans caused this climate change. Through this through industries, pollution, and it changes the temperature of the whole earth, atmosphere and everything, which will then cause different things to happen, like more extreme weather to follow. And that extreme weather is going to eventually kill humans who are the ones who caused all this in the first place. By the way, it's not like punishment, but it's like karma. Whatever humans did in the past, it just comes back to them. Kami-sama didn't intend to kill people in that manner, but just because what humans did, it just fell on themselves.
I like heaven and earth is alive. The teaching heaven and earth is alive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to alive. And I forgot who said that, but the earthquake was like a hiccup of earth. That's
hiccups.
Hiccups. Just happened.
Yeah.
No intention to kill or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still allowed to live in earth, in heaven and earth, allowed to live in the universe because earth is alive, heaven and earth alive.
Mm-hmm.
We are alive. And earth is alive. So typhoon, hurricane, earthquake happen. But it doesn't make sense to me that some area earthquake happen a lot. Other area, no earthquake. And people live in, like Japan, North Japan, hit many earthquake. They got punishment while people live in like Okayama area, there's no earthquake. So it doesn't make sense to me to how to select it.
Mm.
So the people, typhoon, hurricane, Florida, you know, many hurricane hit. While like Oahu, pretty safe because we have Maui, a big island, and Kauai, right?
When you think of it, you know, like earthquakes, I think a lot of people in like the modern day people, like the modern day, where there's a lot of technology and a lot of advancement, they are the ones that suffer the most, I think. Like third world countries, indigenous people who live in grass huts, mud houses, I don't think they suffer as much as people who live in the modern era, who live in high rises, condominiums, and who own a lot of property, own a lot of belongings and things. Because, you know, those indigenous people, if there's an earthquake, the grass hut maybe crumbled or like, but they're able to build it up again. It doesn't really kill them because, you know, it doesn't fall on top of them and crush them, versus if it's like concrete buildings and it kills people like that. And indigenous people, I heard this when I watched like, some kind of documentary, but they knew when a tsunami was coming or like some earthquake was coming soon, because they look at like animals and birds and they'll look at their behavior and they'll know immediately that something is going to happen. So they run to higher ground. But these days, people don't really rely on that, on birds and stuff, birds and animals, you know, and they just go about their days. But indigenous people really had a connection to nature. And I think that's what's missing these days. If we had more of a connection to nature, the Kami-sama, then I think we could sense more things, messages meant towards humanity.
So then that's kind of going back to the point of man has brought it upon themselves.
Exactly.
whatever damage. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that point.
And then, you know, people be building houses like at the shore, on the shoreline. You know, you see beach houses, hotels, like within walking distance to the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then a tsunami comes and earthquake crumbles the hotels and buildings. And then big tsunami follows and washes up ashore and people die. Like, duh. You're going to be like, of course. Mm-hmm. And indigenous people will be like, you guys are dumb for building houses and hotels next to the ocean. You never do that. You know, they had that kind of wisdom. But yeah. Modern day is more about the luxury. Like, oh, beautiful ocean in the backyard. They don't really think about, hey, a tsunami can come one day unexpectedly. And then they cry when it happens. But, you know, kind of called it upon themselves.
Yeah. I think that's where people... That's why people were saying, like, because of humans' arrogance, like, people just think that they can go against human, mm-hmm. Go against nature. We'll build on the shore because we're going to build a building that's going to withstand anything that comes to it.
Exactly. Right. And even that humongous, like, freeway bridge built in Kobe, Japan, right. They said it was earthquake proof.
Yeah.
And that toppled down. Yeah. Yeah. Just can't mess with nature.
So maybe things like that was Kamisama's reminder that humans are not that powerful. But then when you try and say that to someone who's lost a loved one, lost family in those kinds of disasters,
right,
that's
right.
Kind of a harder pill to swallow, I think.
I think people have to learn, appreciate the simple things in life. And, you know, I hear people talking about buying a big house with lots of rooms, buying luxury cars and brand name things and showing off to each other. But it's like, when that's all gone, what's left? And you only have you, you know. People are only going to associate with you the things you had. But we have to, I guess, develop to become people, not associated with brand names, but really a good, genuine person that can shine, can sparkle even without brand name items and can appreciate the little things in life. You can be happy with a simple meal. You can appreciate living in a simple house or apartment. Appreciate daily living.
In this pandemic, it reminds us about the feeling, a thought. It's very powerful and important. Because of a pandemic, sometimes you have to stay away from people. You know, you might have COVID-19 or positive or negative. Or when you come back from outside, you have to wash hands, and in case you got, you know, COVID-19, please stay away. When first time, I was shocked that I came back from outside, and my wife kind of scared, yeah? Don't close to me, kind of. You know, wash hands, quarantine, yeah, sometimes just in case you want to stay away. But when you're alone, it's kind of lonesome, yeah? But when you feel somebody's thought or prayer, I think big difference. Even the far from here, my parents, families, you know, pray for us, think about us, you know, hear for us, the big difference. Sometimes the 14 days that you have to quarantine, 14 days, kind of long time. You cannot stuck in the house, the room, and you can do nothing. You cannot go shopping. You cannot go out. It's pretty boring, pretty hard. I think at that time, if we have Kamisama, if we have faith, we have, if you know people praying for you, I think big difference.
Yeah, I think that does make a huge difference when you know that people are praying for you. Like, I wasn't able to see my mom or auntie or anybody, but the few times that she did, you know, that we did talk on the phone or whatever, she would always remind me, you know, I'm always praying for you. So that's always a nice reminder that there are people that you are unaware of even that are praying for you. So yeah, I think that's the great thing about that's one of the great things about having this religion, this faith.
I learned that wearing masks doesn't help to get a virus because the virus is too small. So I thought, oh, that doesn't make sense. I don't need to wear a mask. But realized that when you cough or something, if you have a virus, you spread the virus. But if you wear a mask, you can prevent your virus spread to others. And so that's the reason why we should wear a mask, and we protect each other because we don't know who have virus. And if you think about others, you wear a mask, and that helps you not to get the virus. And that's, I think, when I learned that, I think it's a big difference to me that we think about each other help this pandemic. If you think about yourself, doesn't help to not spreading this virus.
The big lesson in not focusing on just yourself, that there's other people in the world. Big reminder.
How many people got arrested? Like over 3,000 airline passengers got arrested because they didn't want to wear their masks.
Mm-hmm.
So just as simple as wearing a mask, and people don't want to follow it. So you have to report law enforcement to come and arrest them.
Yeah.
All they could have done was wear a mask. Yeah.
I feel sorry for people who have tall noses, because I heard that they feel very uncomfortable when wear a mask, and very painful sometimes.
Oh.
I think somebody told me
you mean the bridge of the nose?
Like a nose,
like a big nose person.
Big nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of the few times it's good to be Asian and have an Asian nose.
Yeah, I have an Asian nose. I really have no bridge over here, so it's like,
yeah.
It's like the mask sometimes falls off.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't like wearing masks, but, you know, I think it's protecting people and me. Especially those disposable ones. It makes my throat kind of itchy.
Mm.
And it makes me cough, actually, rather than preventing. It's like, I don't know, it's like this microplastic in there. It's like nanoplastic. And I even read an article that maybe in like 10 or 20 years, we'll be seeing people who have been affected by the long-term use of masks.
Oh, gosh.
They have like lung problems because of all these like nanoplastic particles have entered their respiratory system. And I was like, oh, no. But, you know, rather than worrying about the future, I just continue to give thanks for this day and look forward to the future.
I'd like to go back to the topic we talk about, universe, you talk about Earth, and we talk about like Earth got impact, people's activities impact Earth, and we talk about we have to save Earth, something like that. But I question that, do we need to save Earth? I mean, we're so small, and it's kind of arrogant to me that save Earth. And even though not comfortable human beings, but still Earth is Earth, continue to exist for us, problem. But for Earth, no problem. We just, you know, our human activities, of course, maybe the weather or change, the climate change, but that's too small for Earth, I think. We should just follow what we should do, and that's help us.
That's a very selfish way of thinking.
It is. I mean, but we have to take care of our Earth. There we go. You know, by trying not to pollute.
Right.
Using resources sparingly and not abundantly, as if it's never going to run out. Because, you know, even petroleum, it's going to run out one day. If you look at Worldometer, there's actually a count of how many more, days till the end of
days.
Petroleum. Yeah. It's like,
oh my.
It's not a couple hundred. It's like a couple hundred thousands. But still, it's like there's a countdown of a clock. And it's kind of worrisome. But although petroleum may not run out in our era, it's going to run out in, you know, the next generation or the next generation. And we want the earth to still be intact and livable. Well, that's the goal, I think, for people to continue to live from generation to generation, not with all like the plastic waste and so much contamination and pollution in the oceans and drinking water. I'm really worried about the generations that are coming up from this day forth, you know, like the next generation. The young kids right now, I worry for them because of what humans did in the past. Some of them are like, you know, irreversible damage.
I think we can change the word to save. Save is like, I'm better, I save you, to me. Oh. Maybe we can have a different word, maybe like take care or respect.
Yeah.
I don't know the best words. Yeah. So as concerned, if you have the mentality that we need to save Earth, still, I think it's a problem because you kind of think you can control Earth, but I don't think Earth is not like that. So more different word that we can choose, we need to respect so that we should do our best to keep right.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, the mentality of saving something or someone makes it seem like you have the power to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I think there the thought behind that Save the Earth slogan or whatever is that we all work together to better the environment, to help it, not and thereby saving it. Like it's like that Japanese saying, what is that? Chiri o tsumoreba yama ni naru. You gather little pieces of dust, and even the little pieces of dust gather, if you gather enough, then it makes a mountain. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. So it's everyone doing their little part.
Yeah.
And working together. I don't think it was meant to be like one person saves the whole earth. It was more of a everyone coming together and cooperating together for a common good was the concept for that.
Humanity as a whole on this earth is like it's like one organism, you know?
Right.
And we have to work as a collective consciousness, you know? It's like everyone has to be on the same page and not trying to be so selfish and greedy only for themselves, but trying to help each other out. I think that's really important. It's like ants, how hundreds of thousands of ants can just work as like one whole organism. It's so interesting through their antennas, you know? And they can get a task done, a major task done, like build a huge fortress of ant farm. These tiny little ants can do that just because of their communication is so good. And
right.
I think humans have the ability, yet we're not using it. We're constantly just distracted with other things that are not working.
I heard a stewardship. The stewardship, you know, stewardship?
Stewardship?
Yes. It's a concept that the God gave us a right to change or control Earth or nature. Because you represent God, so you can do whatever you want to change nature for you, for your convenience, cultivation, farming. That's the study point. Eventually, you know, we have a culture and we make a road building, change the shoreline, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's selfish.
Some Native American or whoever, I forgot about cultivating, you know, I cannot do that. You can do your, slash your mother body. Cultivating for him is like damaging your mother. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be natural, you know, you're changing, right? Cultivate farming, actually changing the earth, dirt, soils. To me, the farming is more like close to nature, to think about nature, like founder. Founder felt the work of nature. So it was interesting to me that he felt that way, you damaging Mother Earth through farming.
Mm-hmm. I think that kind of depends on the farming technique. I think what that person was probably seeing was the use of pesticides, the use of giant machines to tear up the earth. And not replenish the nutrients that were in the soil, versus founders farming was probably more, I don't know what the term would be, earth friendly. you kind of had to make sure that you took care of the land that you're farming, you're cultivating, so that you could continue to reap the benefits from the land. Whereas today it's you suck all of the nutrients out of the soil that you're in because you can just move over to the next plot and keep sucking up the nutrients and not have to worry about what you're doing to it because you can just move on and tear up another piece of earth so that you can make more food. I think it's a different kind of style, different way of thinking. It goes back to respecting the earth, like you were saying.
Well, you've heard of genetically modified organisms, right? GMOs?
GMO.
Yeah, and you hear about Terminator seeds and how farmers are not allowed to save their seeds for next season planting, but they have to buy new seeds that can grow only one time, and that's the only way they can do their farming. Plus, their land is now laced with heavy amounts of pesticides and herbicides, and it's making people sick. It's making farmers bankrupt. You know, I don't know if this is the right type of farming that nature would approve of.
Again, I think a stewardship. We're not the who control earth or nature, or actually we're allowed to live in the nature, in the universe, heaven, earth. So we shouldn't forget this. I learned that the pandemic, we need to stick with earth, heaven, earth. We cannot live with the earth. We're still part of earth, part of the universe. So we experience this pandemic.
Yeah. Do you think it's a punishment?
That's a good question. I don't think it's punishment, but we should change. We should learn from this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. We covered a lot today. I enjoy myself very much, but it's a time to end. I hope you enjoy today's discussion too. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you to Amy and Anna for the talk story session. Our next topic will be Kami, God, Divine Parent. Thank you very much. We hope to see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.